We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
Arizona, UCLA for the Pac-12 Tournament Championship. Ball ready to be tipped in the air. And here it is, tipped and grabbed by Powell. I think Tarzewski got a hand on it, but Bruins Powell got it first. He gets it to Kyle Anderson. He'll work it in the front court on the left wing, down to Travis Ware, back to Kyle Anderson. Yo-yo dribble down the lane, hang in the air, shot no good, rebound cleared. Hollis Jefferson, he'll sprint to the front court for Arizona. Take it on the right wing. Wanted to go down the lane and throws it back to Gordon on the near wing. Aaron Gordon around the outside. P.J. McConnell gets a touch. They get it back out in front. Eric Gordon on the left wing. Bounce pass Tarzewski. Big seven-footer touches it on that left wing. Then hands it off to McConnell. Bruins open up in a 2-3 zone. Here's a shot down the lane. No good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Arizona. Nick Johnson, they'll reset the 35 for Arizona.
He's one of the guys I said you had to block out.
McConnell works it on the left wing. White back to him. Top of the circle, goes left, drives baseline, and almost throws it out of bounds. It was saved in front of the Bruin bench, but then the throw went to Travis Ware, and the Bruins grab it. They get a steal. They'll come into the front court. Still no score. Here's Jordan Adams, catch and shoot, jumper out in front, no good. Long rebound, tipped out of bounds, it'll go to Arizona. So still nobody has got a basket as of yet. 18:41 left in the first half.
Well, it just showed how tough the Arizona defense is, because both Bruin offensive possessions were, one was a four shot and one was a three-point shot with a hand down their throat.
So the Bruins get back on defense. Arizona in the offensive end, T.J. McConnell. Still no score. Here's a jump shot from the outside. That's not going to go by Nick Johnson. Rebound. Kyle Anderson, UCLA. Jordan Adams, front court to Powell. He'll lay it up and in. Coming in from the left. He goes behind the basket and lays it up with the right hand. 2-0 UCLA.
And that's the importance of playing good defense. That's the importance of keeping Arizona in the half court, because I don't think they execute good enough in the half court, and the Bruins can get some stops and get an open court and get some buckets.
Took a couple of minutes to get the first points in this contest. And now, out of bounds, Arizona. They tried to take it baseline left. The Bruins, good defense, and it's going to go out of bounds to UCLA. So, here's Kyle Anderson jogging the ball across the 10-second line. 2-0 UCLA. He'll get it to Norman Powell left. He'll stop, dribbled a couple of times back to Anderson, top of the key. Anderson with a bounce pass right sideline to Jordan Adams. Back to Anderson. He'll throw it around the outside left. That goes to Powell. Norman bounce pass, almost threw it past Adams. Gets it back again, then hands it off to Kyle Anderson. 2-0 UCLA. Kyle Anderson, left-handed dribble. Takes it left, now starts down the lane. Gets it back out in front just before the shot clock goes off. A jumper, Travis Ware missed it. Rebound, Arizona. Front court with it. Hollis Jefferson hands it off on the right wing. Johnson back out in front. It goes to McConnell. He'll get it to Gordon. Jumper. Good. That's a 22-footer. 3-2 Arizona. Up by a point in front of UCLA. Just under 17 minutes left in the half.
But if you're the Bruins, you can live with Aaron Gordon shooting three-point shots.
Here's a jump shot. Powell. Good. That's a 15-footer on the wing. Left. Basket's good. Foul underneath the hoop. T.J. McConnell on Arizona, and Powell's going to go to the free throw line and try to make it a three-point play. 4-3 UCLA, 16:52 left in the half.
And Powell has all the points, and I think that might be the matchup you want to go to if you're UCLA and Powell completes the three-point play, because they have the best defenders on Anderson and Adams, so they may have to sacrifice themselves for the sake of the team today.
5-3 UCLA. Two-point lead. There's a wild one underneath. Grab by Anderson, UCLA. He'll come across the timeline. Get it to Jordan Adams. Back to Kyle on the left wing. Here's a fake jumper, then leans inside. Gets it back over to David Ware. Back to Anderson. Around the outside to Powell. Doesn't dribble. Passes it on the right sideline to Adams. Back out to Anderson. Back on the wing. Jumper for three. Good. Travis Ware. UCLA 8. Arizona 3.
And Travis Ware is going to have an advantage on the perimeter against Tarzewski because he don't want to come out there that far away from the basket and guard Travis Ware.
You better believe it. Ware, nice shot. He went 8-for-8 last night in the game against Stanford. All right, the Bruins back on defense in that 2-3 zone. Hollis Jefferson gives the ball off. Jumper, fall away, baseline. That's not going to go. Aaron Gordon, rebound. UCLA. Anderson across the timeline. Feeds it underneath. Jordan Adams went up. Missed the shot. Got his own board. Goes back up and scores it. 10-3 UCLA. Timeout, Arizona. Johnson's going to jog the ball for Arizona. Across the 10-second line. Gives it up. Gabe York. York. Hands it off on the left side to Hollis Jefferson. They work it down low. Tarzewski didn't get it high enough in the air on a bank shot. Kind of crotched it on the rim. Rebound, Kyle Anderson, UCLA. Bruins lead 10-3. Anderson front court, 15-15 left in the first half. Anderson down the lane. High bank shot, good. Going to his right, 12-3 UCLA.
And defensively, they switched that time, and Hollis Jefferson ended up on Kyle Anderson, and that's the matchup he likes better than when Gordon is on it.
Oh, he sure looked good going to the rack that time. Arizona in the front court. They have the ball in the paint. Looked like Hollis Jefferson almost lost it. Gets it back again. Now he does lose it. Powell's got it, and then there's a foul. Hollis Jefferson lost the ball. Powell got it, and then Hollis Jefferson in frustration. How many times have we seen that? Fouls Norman. And when we come back, it'll be Bruin basketball out of bounds. Timeout, 12-3. UCLA leads Arizona, 14-48. Sure glad you tuned in. This is Bruin basketball in the postseason. Title game of the Pac-12 tournament here at the MGM.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in. Let the technicians get to work. work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
Anderson, top of the circle, starts to drive inside. Little shovel shot. Oh, last time he went over the top. This time the shovel shot, banking it off the board. That's beautiful. 14-3 UCLA.
Well, you have to be crafty against a good defender like Aaron Gordon. You got to find different ways to score the basketball.
Here's a long three. Good. Elliott Pitts checked into the lineup, and he buries a 23-footer. Here's the Bruins front court. Powell down the lane. Got hit on the arm and fouled. The foul is going to go against Gabe York, who checked in during the timeout for Arizona.
And Elliott Pitts did, too, and he came right in and made himself an impact right away. Elliott Pitts is a very good, solid basketball player. I had the pleasure of doing one of his high school games last year, and he's really had a great game. So I knew he would be an asset for U of A.
Harmon Powell hits the first free throw. Well, there's talented recruiting going on constantly by Arizona, and Sean Miller's a good one.
Yeah, and what did we say about Norman Powell? When he attacks the paint, good things happen. He misses the second free throw, but he has a quick 6 points.
Made one, missed one, 15-6, UCLA by nine. We're at the 14-minute mark left in the half. Gabe York, front court. Look out for him. He's got 53s in the bank. He'll drive, stop, hand the ball off. Aaron Gordon back out to York. He'll hit a three. I told you, that's number 51 on the year for the 6'3 sophomore out of West Covina.
Yeah, you can't worry about Aaron Gordon taking shots. You got to concentrate on Gabe York when he has the ball if you're Norman Powell.
15-9, UCLA leading. Anderson, low block, spins around. Shot good. He faked. Right, went left, and hit a four-footer on the baseline. Great touch by Kyle Anderson. 17-9 UCLA.
And it helps to be 6'9". When you have that height advantage and Gordon is not on you, you can go to work down there on the block.
Here's a long-range three. Not going to go this time. The miss by Pitts. Rebound, UCLA's Kyle Anderson. 17-9 UCLA. 13-minute mark. Here's a long three. That's not going to go. Travis Ware missed it. Rebound taken by Terzuski on Arizona. Into the front court, Nick Johnson. His jumper off the back of the iron. Rebound, Kyle Anderson, UCLA. Look back at his size 17, Tenney. Did I step out of bounds? No, he didn't. He'll bring it across the timeline to Norman Powell. Get it off to Adams. Back over to Powell. Drives to the hoop. Left-handed layup. Norman Powell streaking to the basket. The Bruin lead is 10, 19-9, 12:26 left here in this first half.
I love when Norman Powell is in attack mode like he is right now.
Tarzuski, he's in attack mode for Arizona. Went right to the hoop, double hand slam dunk. 19-11, UCLA, Travis Ware, front court on the left wing, gives it back to Jordan Adams, back to Travis, takes the jumper, now dribbles, throws it back. Over to Adams, around the outside, Powell, to Anderson. Anderson dribbled once, stopped the dribble, then throws it back out to Norman Powell. 19-11, UCLA. Powell down the lane, goes to the hoop. Bank shot, not high enough on the window. Rebound, Aaron Gordon, Arizona. Sprints into the front court, feeds it to Gabe York. 22-footer, that's good for Arizona. and it's 19-14. UCLA leads by five at the 11:30 mark in the half.
When Aaron Gordon is bringing the basketball up, you've got to run to the three-point shooters and allow the people who are in the paint to guard Aaron Gordon. You can't have four guys in the paint.
Here's Jordan Adams, catch and shoot, 14-footer on the left wing, good. 21-14, UCLA, Arizona ball, 11-10 remaining here in this first half. Nick Johnson with a dribble drive down the lane, hands the ball off. Aaron Gordon gives it off to Johnson. Johnson banks it in from the right side, right under the hoop, unguarded.
Hey, if you're going to double-team Aaron Gordon underneath, don't give him a gap where he can throw the ball to somebody.
Here's Powell in the front court for UCLA. Bruins 21, Arizona 16. With a touch on the right wing, Travis Ware works it down low. Nice shot, Jordan Adams. Fall away. Kind of a corkscrew in the air shot from 5 feet, and it's perfect.
And he has a mismatch against Pitts. You got to milk that mismatch right now when you're UCLA.
He got that one, 23-16, UCLA. Arizona basketball, top of the circle. Aaron Gordon jumper, good, straight away. That's from 16 feet. Long pass into the front court. Bruins don't waste any time. Get it to Norman Powell. Jump shot for three, yes! On the left wing, 26-18, UCLA. Timeout on the floor. Timeout called by the head coach, Sean Miller.
And that's what happens when you attack, 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 and you get layup after layup. Now, the wide-open three-pointer in transition, you're feeling good about yourself, you're confident, you knock down the three-point shot.
Full timeout with 10:05 left in the half. UCLA 26, Arizona 18. Anderson grabs it for UCLA. Kyle dribbles across the 10-second line, hands it off to Bryce Alford out in front. Bryce dribbles one time, gives it back to Kyle. Kyle looks for a screen, dribbles over on the right wing, stops the dribble, throws it back to Alford. Alford picked up in a man-to-man by Gabe York, kind of backs up. Now dribbles behind the back over on the right wing. Bounce pass to Anderson. Anderson puts up a 22-footer and knocks it down. 29-18. Bruins by 11 in front of Arizona.
Nice jab step to get the defender back by Kyle Anderson and knock down the tray ball.
Boy, he is feeling it. There's a shot that gets caught between the rim and the glass. And that was put up there by Aaron Gordon. Yeah, he crotched it. There's no doubt about it. They finally knock it away. Alternating possession. It'll go to Arizona. Out of bounds. Baseline left.
That was a weird play.
Yeah.
But with these type of basketballs they're playing with nowadays, it can get crossed in the rim a lot.
Wow. That one didn't stay there very long. All right, here's a reverse layup going to the hoop. Rondé Hollis-Jefferson from the baseline right, reverse layup to the left.
And Kyle Anderson is guarding him. He's got to know that Hollis-Jefferson is a left-hander. Cut off his left hand, make him finish going right.
29-20. UCLA with the lead, 8:40 left in the first half. Alford with the ball on the right wing, throws it back to Kyle Anderson, top of the key. He'll get it to Anderson. He'll float a shot up there, no good. The rebound, Tony Parker goes back up with a hook jumper. Oh, what a putback by Parker. 31-20 UCLA.
And Parker looks at the official like call a foul, but hey, they're letting him play. They're letting him be physical. So he's got to play, continue to play through it. Don't look for a foul.
Now a pass down low on the block right to Tarzewski. Guess who picks up the foul? The big man, Tony Parker, on UCLA. So Adams comes out. Norman Powell back into the game. Gabe York takes it out of bounds for Arizona. David Ware is going to check back in. Tony Parker is going to have to sit down. So Parker with the... I've got Parker with two fouls, so yeah, he's got to have a seat.
Foul a minute.
All right, here's York, three-pointer. Good. From the far wing left, Gabe York, 6'3 sophomore from Orange Lutheran High, West Covina young man. He can nail that three, and he did it there. He's got three in this game.
Well, you can't go over the top on the shooter. You got to stay connected and trail him everywhere he runs.
31-23, UCLA with the lead. 7:52 remaining in the half. High in the air with the rebound, Gabe York for Arizona. 6'3 man sprints into the front court. gives it up around the outside to McConnell. They have it on the far side. Nick Johnson down to Tarzewski, back to Johnson, back to Tarzewski. Low left block, fakes left, goes right, back to the left, and a hook jumper good.
Caleb Tarzewski's a very good player, strong, talented, got good post moves down there, got good footwork.
And he paid off with that little one underneath the hoop. Here's a bank shot, good, going to the right, up in the air. Rice offered 33-25 UCLA.
And that was a tough shot. You couldn't be guarded any tougher than the way Gabe York guarded him that time. And Rice Alford hung up in the air until Gabe York came down and knocked it down.
We're coming up on the six-minute mark left in the half. Bruins lead by eight. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Gordon back over on the wing. It goes to York back out in front. Nick Johnson dribbles to the right side. He'll feed the ball left. Aaron Gordon to Tarzewski. Slam dunk. Double pump fist right through the hoop. And Tarzewski slammed it.
And that play was Kyle Anderson's fault. You don't close out on Aaron Gordon like he's a great three-point shooter. Always anticipate him going to the basket.
Kyle Anderson has the ball in the front court. 33-27, UCLA. Anderson does a 360. Puts up a shot, no good. Off the rim. Nick Johnson with the rebound, Arizona. He'll come across the timeline. Give it to McConnell on the right wing. He'll come out top of the circle, do a 360. Back to Tarzewski, bank shot good from the right wing. Timeout, UCLA, 33-29. The Bruin lead is four. 5:10 left in the first half.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it Interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019, Dos Equis Beer Brands. Hey Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
3:33 left in the half, and at the free throw line, Aaron Gordon.
And four of those rebounds were offensive. And remember when it was 16-6 UCLA points in the paint? It is now 18-14.
Aaron
UCLA.
Gordon, free throw, and another ball gets crotched between the rim and the glass. That's unbelievable. I don't think I've seen that on a free throw.
Yeah, but
you
that's
talk
why,
about the balls.
That's why you foul this guy. He's not a great free throw shooter. He's going to hit one every now and then as he hits the second one. But foul him when he's in the paint.
So it's now a one-point Bruin lead. He made one free throw out of two. Aaron Gordon, Bruins front court. Travis Ware, top of the key. Gives it to Kyle Anderson on the right wing. Kyle dribbles one time. Feeds the ball top of the key. That goes to Jordan Adams. Back over to David Ware on the right. He'll give the ball up to Norman Powell. Dribbles twice. Feeds it. Travis Ware. He'll pass the ball. It goes to Anderson. 6 seconds to shoot. Around the outside. They work it down low. Adams. Jumper. Good. Baseline. on that left, and that's a nice shot. 35-32 UCLA.
And Rhonda Jefferson steps in. Hollis Jefferson steps in bounds. He didn't take the ball out of bounds.
So the Bruins get it back again. Big mistake by the Cats.
And right now they have McConnell, Gardner, Adams. I would go to that matchup in the paint every time. They just switched. You got to go to Kyle Anderson now. He has a height advantage down there.
Let's see what the Bruins do. Ball brought in. That goes to Travis Ware. Back to brother David. Jumper good. A deuce just inside the arc. 37-32. Bruins lead by five.
And I like the way the Bruins responded to Arizona's run. They let them know you're not rattling us.
Yeah, they kind of kept their composure. Here's a layup attempt, missed, and then tipped up and in. Looked like Aaron Gordon got it. Hollis Jefferson, they're going to credit him with the basket after the missed layup attempt. And it's 37-34, UCLA. 2:20 left in the first half.
And Hollis Jefferson's one of those guys, I say, you got to keep off the offensive boards.
Bruins, front court, Anderson. Starts to go from the right wing, hangs in the air. Shot, air ball. Did he get it partially blocked? Maybe. Hollis Jefferson grabs it to McConnell. Front court, York for three. Off the front of the rim, rebound. Anderson, UCLA. Three on three. Anderson down the lane. Has the ball stripped away. Goes out of bounds. It should go to UCLA.
UCLA's not getting, they're looking for calls and not playing basketball. Right now, Arizona is the more aggressive team, the more physical team right now within their run, so they're getting all the breaks. So what UCLA needs to do is to continue to play hard and match the physicality, then they'll get some calls.
All right, the ball brought inbounds, baseline right to Jordan Adams. 1:50 left in the half, 37-34. Bruins by three in front of Arizona. 1:20 left in the half, another free throw by Rhonda Hollis Jefferson. Puts it up there, and that's good. Kind of wiggles those shoulders at the top, almost like he's ready to do the
Harlem Shake.
You got it. But it's Pennsylvania is where he's from. All right. His free throws are good. Here's a long-range shot. 19-footer good. David Ware, 41-36, UCLA. A minute left in the half.
Good ball fake by Travis Ware, thinking it. He was going to throw it back door, and David Ware was wide open and was quick with the trigger to get it off.
Nick Johnson hands it off. Tarzewski back to Nick. Jump shot good. 18-footer right wing. 41-38 UCLA. 45 seconds left in the half. Here comes Kyle Anderson across the timeline. Aaron Gordon kind of hand-checking him, but no whistle. They work the ball around the outside. That goes to Norman Powell. 32 seconds left in the half. 22 on the shot clock. A little differential, about 10 seconds. Ball worked down low, bank shot good. Travis Ware, beautiful pass to Jordan Adams, easy basket.
Fantastic pass, Ware, and even better seal on the baseline by Jordan Adams, keeping Johnson on his back and was able to finish.
43-38 UCLA, 8 seconds left in the half. Arizona, Nick Johnson, he'll fire a shot, good. Right at the buzzer. And that's it. End of the first half. Nick Johnson with a big 17-footer from the left wing. And UCLA goes into the locker room with a 3-point lead. 43-40 in front of Arizona.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink.
Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
UCLA leads it 45-42, 18:37 left in the game. Another free throw, good by Norman Powell, 46-42. Bruin lead is 4, out of bounds, T.J. McConnell. He'll walk the ball across the 10-second line, now going to a jog to the left in the front court for Arizona. Back to Nick Johnson, jump shot, catch and shoot. Good, 18-footer straight away, 46-44. UCLA by 2. Here's Kyle Anderson. Front court loses the ball. Taken away from him by Aaron Gordon. And then a foul called on a frustrated Kyle Anderson.
Yeah, he lost the ball. They steal it from him. And then he commits the quick foul. And looking at that play, that may not have been a bad foul because Arizona had a for sure deuce on that play.
Aaron Gordon's going to bring the ball inbounds and does to T.J. McConnell for Arizona. Two-point lead by UCLA, 46-44, 18-10 left in the ballgame. They get it to Hollis Jefferson, back to Tarzewski. The big seven-footer dribbles it a couple of times, hands it off to McConnell. Down low to Tarzewski. Tomahawk slam left-handed.
Tarzewski's catching the ball way too close to the basket, and he's doing it with momentum going to the basket, so you know he's going to dunk it.
Tie ball game at 46-all. UCLA front court, they have it in their offensive end. Anderson directing traffic out in front, dribbles with the left hand, bounce pass Jordan Adams, catch, shoot. Is it good for two? Yes, just inside the arc, a 17-footer, 48-46 UCLA.
Whoever imposes their will defensively in this game and go on a stretch of stopping somebody, that's who's going to win the game.
Well, let's see who's going to do it. Here's a long three, no good by Aaron Gordon. Rebound, Jordan Adams, Bruins.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he keeps taking those shots, the Bruins can go in that defensive drought.
Let him fire away from there, Bruins, in their offensive end. 17:08 left in the game. Two-point lead by UCLA. 48-46 in front of Arizona. The Twins playing catch on the outside. David Ware throws it back to Kyle Anderson. Top of the key, over to Jordan Adams on the right wing. Jordan with a left-handed dribble, throws it back to Kyle. 5 seconds to shoot. Kyle stops, 22-footer off the side of the rim. Rebound cleared, T.J. McConnell. Arizona sprints into the front court, goes top of the key, now drives down the lane, throws it in the near corner. Nick Johnson for three, not going to go. Rebound, UCLA. Kyle Anderson passes into the front court. Travis Ware back to David for three, not going to go either off the front of the rim. Rebound cleared by Arizona, and a tomahawk slam at the other end. Nick Johnson, after a pass from Aaron Gordon, 48-all.
There has to be some type of defensive balance when the Bruins take a quick shot. Somebody's got to get back and protect the basket.
Nobody was back that time, and it turned into an easy basket for Arizona to tie the game up. Kyle Anderson, front court for UCLA, to Jordan Adams, back over Travis Ware, jumper. No good from the far left corner. Rebound, Hollis Jefferson, Arizona. He'll get it back to Nick Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Over to Hollis Jefferson. Tony Parker's going to check in. Here's a dribble drive. Aaron Gordon from the left. Tried a reverse layup and was fouled. He got under the basket. When he let it loose, it hit the bottom of the iron. The foul called on Travis Ware.
Yeah, and Travis Ware had him cut off on the baseline and let him have a little shoulder fake and let him get back to the baseline again for the foul. Always make him go back out onto the court.
Timeout on the floor. 15:41 remaining in the game. It's 48-48, UCLA and Arizona.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it Interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019, Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Hey, Bruin fans, score big when you take the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner to top destinations in SoCal. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Why worry about traffic when you can sit back in your seat and enjoy a beautiful trip along the coast? Let the Pacific Surfliner take you to famous wineries, laid-back surf towns, bustling cities, or home for the weekend. Check out our student discount, trip options, and special offers at pacificsurfliner.com.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
15-14 left in the ballgame. 1-point lead by Arizona. Another free throw. Gordon. That one is no good. Rebound. UCLA. Kyle Anderson. Outlet pass. Bryce. Alford. Bryce across the timeline for UCLA. Gives it up to Anderson right. Kyle dribbles out top of the circle. Stops. 19-footer off the front of the rim. Rebound. Put back up by Parker. Good!
And that's where Tony Parker's going to be effective. Forget thinking about getting the ball in the post to make a post move. Crash the offensive boards and get some putbacks.
50-49 UCLA. He looked good on that one. Bruins back on defense. 2-3 zone.
There you go.
With the basketball, Hollis Jefferson gives it up to Nick Johnson. Pass inside. Aaron Gordon falls down. And now there's a timeout called by the bench as Gordon hit the deck and was laying flat on his back with a basketball. And the bench. Head coach Sean Miller called the timeout. 50-49, UCLA. They lead by one in front of Arizona. 14-32 left. It's a 30-second timeout. Out of bounds, baseline left, Arizona. T.J. McConnell's going to bring it in for the Cats. Got Nick Johnson, Tarzewski out there, along with Gabe York. Arizona's going to bring it in, and better hurry, and they finally do. In the near corner left, Hollis Jefferson throws it out in front to Gabe York. Now over to Nick Johnson. He'll feed the ball on the baseline. It's lost. Hollis Jefferson comes up with it. Air bank shot. No good. Now the ball grabbed again by the Bruins as a couple of Arizona players hit the deck. And a foul called on UCLA.
UCLA foul number 24.
So Travis Ware picks up the foul for an elbow in the back. And it went into T.J. McConnell's side. He's okay. But he is definitely going to go to the free throw line. Four team fouls for UCLA. McConnell fouled in the act of shooting. Makes it. That's 50 all. 50-50. Bruin bench kind of looks like, what in the world will happen? McConnell will get another free throw. 63%er. Puts this one up there. No good. The ball tipped and rebounded. Grabbed by Parker. Bruin bench wanted a foul. Coach Alford said, where's the whistle? There was none. To Anderson. Front court. That goes to Levine. Back to Anderson on that left sideline.
You get less whistles when you got on that dark blue today, so they just have to continue to play through the contact.
Midnight blue tees along with the shorts. Tony Parker bank shot not high enough on the window. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go to UCLA. Hollis Jefferson or Tarzewski on Arizona had the last hand on it.
Tony missed that one at point-blank range. When you're trying to power through somebody and you use the same hand that you're powering with, it's tough to make that shot. he's got to learn how to use his left hand in there on the left side when he's shielding the defense.
All right, out of bounds, UCLA to Zach LaVine. Left sideline to Bryce Alford on the left wing. Bryce dribbling, runs the weave with LaVine out in front. 13:40 left in the game. It's a 50-all game. Here's a three-point attempt, no good by Alford. Scramble for the basketball. Grabbed by Tarzewski on the rebound. Arizona outlet pass McConnell into the front court. He'll get it to Nick Johnson. Here's York for three. No good from the right corner. Rebound, Kyle Anderson to LaVine. He'll come into the front court, lay it up. In. He's fouled. Nick Johnson got an arm on him. Zach LaVine, good body control. He'll make the basket and go to the line.
Welcome to the game, Zach LaVine. Great pass by Kyle Anderson. Zach getting out in the open court, attacking the basket, taking the contact, and finishing.
Getting his first points of the game at the free throw line now. Zach LaVine, and that's good. He makes the three-point play. Bruins lead by three, 53-50, 13-19 left in the game. Backcourt, T.J. McConnell walks the ball across the timeline for Arizona. Gives it over to Nick Johnson. Back to McConnell. He'll drive through the paint. Feed it to York. Three-pointer. Not going to go from the left corner. Rebound, Anderson. UCLA outlet pass. LaVine drives into the front court and has the ball tipped. It goes over the backboard, out of bounds. It'll go to Arizona.
Hey, Zach LaVine got killed in the open court that time. No call whatsoever. Now, I understand not complaining and continuing to play out there, but something's got to be called. There was a lot of contact right there in front
of us. Well, when he watched that ball flip out of his hands and go over the backboard, he was wondering, what in the world do I need to do to get a whistle?
And he got hit before that, dribbling the basketball.
Here's T.J. McConnell, front court, Arizona. 53-50, UCLA. York gives it over to McConnell. Three-point attempt, no good. High in the air rebound. Tony Parker, he got up for that one. Outlet pass to Bryce Alford. Bruins lead by three. 12:32 left here in the ballgame. Kyle Anderson, dribble drive down the lane. Puts up a shot. Count if it goes. Couldn't get it to drop. He is fouled by Aaron Gordon underneath the hoop. And Kyle Anderson will go to the line. 12:27 left. 53-50 UCLA in front of Arizona. Kyle Anderson, 74% man. 6'9 sophomore for the Bruins. Sets, puts it in the air, good.
I wish he would stay on the line. That's how he's been missing the free throws earlier in the game. He keeps backing off of the line. Stay on your toes, finish your shot.
4 of 5 from the line. 13 points, Anderson. Another free throw. That's good. 55-50, UCLA. 12:25, clock running left in this one. Bruins back on defense in a 2-3 zone.
I like the way the Bruins get punched in the mouth and they just keep coming back and they keep getting that lead and they're back up to 5-point lead.
You love that battle in them, that's for sure. Nick Johnson drives through the lane, floater off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, that's taken by Zach LaVine. Zach now slows down, gives the ball up to Bryce Alford. Alford across the timeline, back to Zach. Oh, he can move and quick, but sometimes he's going too fast. Works the ball on the wing. That goes to Bryce. Alford through the lane. Works it on that far left wing. That's to Anderson. Kyle, dribble drive. Has the ball knocked away by Nick Johnson. Bruins thought there was a foul, but no whistle. Anderson gets it back again to Zach. Now Zach loses it. Gabe York's got it. He'll come into the front court. Slam dunk. Arizona. 55-52. UCLA by three.
Well, Zach had the whole right side of the court. I was blocked by Coach Alford, so I don't know how he got knocked on the ground, but he's got to use the whole right side if the defense is giving it to him.
Bottom line is Arizona turned it into a basket. Zach with the basketball, left sideline, gets it to Kyle Anderson, back and in, hangs in the air. Nice shot, three-footer in the lane, 57-52, UCLA by five, under 11 minutes left in the game.
And there was a lot of contact on that play.
They're letting them go at it. Gabe York hands it off to T.J. McConnell. Back out in front to Nick Johnson for Arizona. In the cat, offensive end. They'll feed it to Gabe York. Back on the left wing to McConnell. He'll get it inside. There's a little floater. Good. Aaron Gordon coming in from the left. Five-foot parachute shot. 57-54 UCLA.
And those are shots that Aaron Gordon can hit. you got to guard that. Now, the three-point shots or the jump shots, now you can kind of relax a little bit because that's not his strength.
Now the Bruins, Bryce Alford drives baseline right, tried to get it to Tony Parker. He can't find the handle. It's saved on the baseline by Gabe York by way of T.J. McConnell into the front court. A layup attempt by Nick Johnson. He's fouled. He's going to go to the line and shoot two for Arizona. Went down the lane, got hit on the arm by Zach LaVine. Timeout, 10 minutes and 11 seconds left. 57-54, UCLA by 3 in front of Arizona. It's the title game of the Pac-12 tournament. 61-60, Arizona by 1. 8:49 left in this one. Bruins in their offensive end. Adams down the lane, puts up a shot, fouled by Tarzewski or Hollis Jefferson. One or the other. Pick one.
Nick Johnson.
All right, and Nick Johnson charged
all
with the foul.
Yeah, all three of them were
there. They were there,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
It didn't matter who you picked. Free throw line. It's going to be the Bruins. Jordan Adams, 84% from the line, averaging 17 points a game. 6'5", sophomore, out of Atlanta. Free throw. Good. 61 all is our score. 8:44 left.
Kyle Anderson has 17 points and 10 rebounds already.
Yep, double-double. Waiting to happen. Jordan Adams' next free throw. That's good. Out of bounds, Arizona. 62-61. Bruins up by a point. 8:40. The clock is running. Arizona front court. Johnson, top of the circle. Gives it up to T.J. McConnell. Back to Johnson. Around the outside. Hollis Jefferson. Bounce pass from McConnell. Down low. Tarzewski, hook jumper. No good. Rebound Anderson. UCLA took that off the rim. Takes it across the 10-second line. Dribbles left. Feeds it to Jordan Adams. 8:15 left in this one. Bruins throw a pass down low. Tony Parker leans in. His little hook jumper, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll go to Arizona. Looked like David Ware might have got a hand on it last. 8:06 left. 62-61. Seesaw battle. The Bruins lead by a point.
Man, Tony Parker is getting some point-blank range shots that he's not converting on. And I just hope that doesn't bite the Bruins later on.
Aaron Gordon's going to take the ball out of bounds. You would like the big man to go up there and just slam it. He's trying to finesse it maybe a little too much. Bruins back on defense. Gordon, top of the circle. Man-to-man D, UCLA. He'll work it left. T.J. McConnell comes back top of the circle. Back over to Nick Johnson. Three-pointer. He'll nail it. 23 feet out on the right wing. 64-62. Arizona by 2. 7:35 left. Bruins front court. Kyle Anderson gives it up to David Ware. He'll work it down low. Reverse layup. No good. Tony Parker. Volleyball rebound. Grabbed by Aaron Gordon. Gordon dribbles up that right sideline. Feeds it to Nick Johnson. His shot, no good, off the rim. Rebound cleared by UCLA. Norman Powell gets it to Kyle Anderson. Anderson into the front court, 64-62. Anderson does a 360 and gets fouled. From that left wing, Nick Johnson hit him on the arm when he went up. So when we return, a timeout on the floor. Kyle Anderson will be at the free throw line. Arizona leads by 2. 64-62. The Cats in front of the Bruins. 7:06 left in the ballgame.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award award-winning Honda. Stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
64 all.
Yeah, he made the adjustment. Check this stat out. Arizona is 8 of 16 from three-point range.
8 of 16, 50%. Bruins watch a shot. No good by Nick Johnson. Goes off the side of the rim. The rebound was tried to be saved by Arizona. David Ware comes up with it. Get it to Adams. Front court fly swatted out of bounds by Aaron Gordon. He came up and rejected that one into the stands.
A lot of contact again on that play. There was contact before the shot block.
Out of bounds, UCLA. Kyle Anderson will bring it in. 64 all, 6:44 left in the contest. Anderson slaps the basketball. Movement for the Bruins. Ball brought into Adams. Jumper, good. 10-footer. Nice soft touch from the baseline right.
Nice
66-64 Bruins.
Sorry about that. Nice job of curling off of that screen tight to where his defender couldn't get through and getting the ball up in the air high and giving it a chance for it to go in.
That's acrobatic catch and shoot. Bruins up by two. Here's Hollis Jefferson, front court, throws it in the near corner. Nick Johnson, three, no good. Rebound, Kyle Anderson sprints to the front court, gives it off to Norman Powell. He'll have the shot rejected by Nick Johnson. Out of bounds, it'll still be Bruin ball. No whistle on a foul, just UCLA ball. Out of bounds, baseline left.
As athletic as Arizona is, if you're going to the basket, if you're not going to dunk the basketball, it's going to get blocked.
Ball brought into Travis Ware, who handed back to Kyle Anderson. 6:07 left, 66-64. UCLA leads by two. We're coming up on the six-minute mark left in this one. Ball to Powell, floater, baseline, off the back of the iron. The rebound grabbed by T.J. McConnell, Arizona. He'll dribble across the timeline. Go, right, jumper, off the back of the rim. Tipped up and in by Tarzewski. The 7-foot big man on Arizona. Tied up at 66 all.
Three Bruins right there watching Tarzewski tip the ball in. Somebody's got to hit him.
Bruins in their offensive end. Here's Norman Powell down the lane. Bank shot, air bank. Coming in from the right. Didn't draw any iron. Rebound, Arizona. 66 all. Front court with the basketball. Gordon's got it. Back to Tarzewski on the right wing. Back out in front, T.J. McConnell. Six, make that 5:15 left in the game in a 66-all contest. Over to Hollis Jefferson. Arizona looks a little tired right now. Three games in 3 days. Who could blame them? Nick Johnson gets it inside Gordon. Back it in. Turnaround, hook jumper, soft touch, good. And now Arizona jumps out in front by two. 68-66. Timeout, Steve Alford. Bruins' Travis Ware brings it in on the near sideline right to Kyle Anderson. Bounce pass, top of the circle, goes to Travis. Ware feeds it, Powell on the right wing. He'll dribble back out in front, get it to Kyle Anderson. 17 seconds to shoot for UCLA. They're down by two. Here's a jumper. That's not going to go. Jordan Adams missed it from that left wing. Rebound Tarzewski. You get it to McConnell on Arizona. 4:24 remaining. 68-66. 2-point lead by Arizona.
These last 4 minutes, who is going to get points in the paint? That's who's going to win the game.
All right, top of the circle. Let's see who it is. T.J. McConnell gives it to Rondale. Hollis Jefferson. He'll feed the ball to Aaron Gordon. Gordon from the right sideline. Dribbles to the right wing. Now starts to penetrate. Throws it cross court left. Johnson for three. Not going to go. Rebound. Kyle Anderson. And a push down underneath the hoop. Looks like it's going to go against Tarzewski. Now it's going to go on Hollis Jefferson. All right, so the foul is on Arizona. And for the Bruins, they watch Arizona have their 18th foul. Timeout on the hardwood. 18 fouls for UCLA, too. We'll take a break. 68-66, Arizona by two in front of UCLA. Just under 4 minutes left in the ballgame. Rebound, Arizona. T.J. McConnell has it. 68-68 is our score. Here's a reverse layup. Missed by Nick Johnson. The rebound grabbed by UCLA. And David Ware's got it. Oh, and now a whistle and a foul. Travis Ware, fifth foul. He's out of the game.
That is a bad call to foul out on right there. The ball was loose, and he called a foul. And Travis Ware had his hands on the ball. I don't know what that call was about. That was horrible.
Well, he did knock one of the Arizona players down on the deck, and I think that's where the foul came from. Timeout as the Bruins want to talk things over. Is it a 30-second timeout? Yes, because you got to give the other team a chance to get their sub in. Here's Tony Parker. So not an official timeout. It's a fouling out break. David Ware, Travis Ware is out. 68 all, exactly 2 minutes left in this ballgame, Arizona and UCLA.
And that is huge that Travis Ware is out the game. He was doing a lot of little things to keep the Bruins in it and to keep the Bruins early, sustaining the lead.
Free throw, no good by Nick Johnson.
Hey, the ball doesn't lie.
1-1, and the rebound grabbed by Kyle Anderson. 68 all, Bruins in the front court with the basketball. 1:50 left in this one. Championship game of the Pac-12 tournament. They work at top of the circle. Anderson's got it. Spins, goes down the lane, goes to the right. Floater in and out. The ball rebounded by Aaron Gordon on Arizona. Outlet pass to T.J. McConnell. He'll come across the timeline for the Cats. 68-68. 1:25 left in the game. With it out in front, McConnell hands it off to Nick Johnson. Bruins in a man-to-man defense. And Jordan Adams steals the basketball. Nope, it's re-stolen back by Hollis Jefferson. I thought Jordan had it for a while. T.J. McConnell dribbles on the right sideline. Stops, loses the ball. Stolen, Tony Parker. UCLA long pass. That goes to Jordan Adams. He'll save it on the baseline. They're right back to Aaron Gordon. To Johnson. Into the front court. Hollis Jefferson loses the ball. Kicks it out of bounds. It should go to UCLA. Timeout on the hardwood.
The Bruins got very lucky. When that ball is flying out of bounds, Jordan Adams just needs to let the ball go. Don't save it underneath your basket. You gave Arizona an opportunity to try to score, but then Hollis Jefferson fumbled it out of bounds.
Full timeout called by UCLA. We're going to do the same. Under a minute left. 53 and a half seconds left in the game. 68 all, Arizona and UCLA. It's a tied-up game at 68 all. Out of bounds, UCLA full court. David Ware will bring it in. Travis, his twin brother, is fouled out. They bring it into Kyle Anderson. Picked up in a man-to-man by Aaron Gordon. Kyle gives it to Jordan Adams. Catch, shoot, three, yes! From the left wing, the Bruins hit a big three. 40 seconds left, 71-68, UCLA. And Arizona in the front court with the ball.
And Coach Alford's known for throwing up a three-point shot out of the huddle, and that time, Jordan Adams steps up and knocks it down.
Big shot, timeout. Sean Miller, the head coach of Arizona. 34.9 seconds left. 30-second timeout called by the Cats. Nick Johnson's going to bring the ball in bounds for Arizona. 34.9 seconds left in the game. Bruins lead 71-68. Ball brought in the backcourt. Gabe York, he'll fire it from anywhere. He gets it to Aaron Gordon. He'll drive through the lane, throw it on the wing. That goes to McConnell. Back over to Gordon. Three-pointer, no good. Grabbed by Tony Parker. The ball lost, but grabbed by Anderson, and he's fouled. For a moment, it looked disastrous. Tony Parker got the board, then lost it, but Anderson got it back.
Tony Parker grabbed the board and panicked because he knew they were going to foul him. He didn't want to go to free throw line and played hot potato with the ball, but you got to get it to someone in a blue jersey, not a white jersey.
Yeah, he got it to the right man, Kyle Anderson.
Luckily, it bounced in his hands.
19.9 seconds left. UCLA 71, Arizona 68 at the free throw line. Kyle Anderson for the Bruins, 21 points on the day. He's got 14 boards. Here's his free throw, long, off the back of the iron. Rebound, grabbed by Nick Johnson, Arizona. Into the front court, back to Johnson, has the shot blocked into the hands of Aaron Gordon. Back to York for three. That's short. It's an air banker. The rebound grabbed by the Bruins. They're going to hold on to it. 5 seconds left. Foul on David Ware. And I think it was Nick Johnson that fouled him.
David Ware better make these free throws. He had a chance to just roll the ball down the court and let the time run out.
71-68. UCLA leads Arizona. 4.9 seconds left. And David Ware at the free throw line. Aaron Gordon, he was charged with the foul. 10 fouls on Arizona.
David Ware gets two free throws.
Two shots for David Ware. 81% from the line. Free throw good.
And that's
72-68.
That's
UCLA.
No fouls on a three-point shot. That should do it right there.
David Ware with another free throw. Sets, puts this one up there. Good. 73-68 UCLA. Out of bounds, Arizona. Into the front court. Here's a long-range three that is good by Nick Johnson. 1 second left. Is there a timeout called?
Yes,
by Arizona. Sean Miller called it. 73-71. UCLA leads by two. Kyle Anderson is going to bring the ball in. All the Bruins need to do is catch it and hang on to it. All right, Anderson trying to bring it in and does. That goes to Norman Powell. 1/10 of a second left. Foul, Norman Powell, and 1/10 of a second remaining.
And Coach Alford just let out a big yes.
Well, can you blame him? His team has played their hearts out 3 days in a row in the Pac-12 tournament on the verge of upsetting the fourth-ranked team in the country, Arizona, and winning the Pac-12 tournament. Norman Powell, free throw line for UCLA. 76% during the year. The free throw up. Good. 74-71 UCLA.
Now, Norman Powell's got to knock this one down to secure it again.
4/10 of a second left in the game. Powell, free throw line to make it 75. He does. 75-71. Ball brought in bounds. Arizona watches time expire. There's a shot at the buzzer. No good. UCLA wins it. 75-71 over Arizona. They upset the fourth-ranked team in the country. They win the Pac-12 tournament title for 2014. Congratulations, Steve Alford and UCLA. A final once again. UCLA 75, Arizona 71.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.